Hey, you sneaky freak, get off of Pornhub and go to YouTube. You could be watching this episode right now with your own two little ojos.
Yeah, why are you listening when you can see?
Check us out at YouTube. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom. You can watch this episode.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I could go in for the kiss right now. But I'm probably going to have a heart attack. I opt against it. Literally, because I thought I might have a heart attack.
If you kissed her, you'd have a heart attack.
I said, too much stress on the heart. I'm not going to go for the kiss. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
This is my wonderful mother.
This is my wonderful son.
We're chatting about sex on a weekly basis. Why do we do it, mother?
What?
Why do we do it?
To break down those barriers, you know? There's no need for communication barriers about things as important as sex.
Let's start it up by doing a segment presented by one of our favorite sexual wellness device companies, Satisfyer. Satisfyer is presenting Steam It Up, where we get to steam it up with a steamy question that we get to pitch to ourselves and our sneaky freak listeners. The question of the week, you came up with this, mother.
I did come up with it. I thought it was an important question to ask.
What is the question?
Think about one of the worst first dates you've ever had and share a few lines with us.
That's right. Did you think about a worst first date for yourself?
Unfortunately, I had several.
Yes. Okay.
But the one that initially comes to mind is, and I'm going to try to make this quick, a guy shows up to pick me up to go out for a drink. Normally, I don't have people pick me up, but we had been speaking for a while, so I figured, okay, it's safe for him to pick me up. He pulls up in a Jeep, and he's got a car seat in the back of his Jeep, and on the car seat is a baby blanket. And I said, oh, that's so nice. One of your children has a little blanket in the car. And he goes, no, that's not my child's woobie. That's my woobie.
My woobie?
My woobie. I go, what do you mean your woobie? No, you mean your daughter's. Nope, that's my woobie. She has her own woobie.
What?
Yeah, and I wanted to say, can you let me out right here? But we were already on the way to...
It's a family of woobies?
Apparently, they each had their own woobie, including him.
I kind of like this guy.
Okay.
That, why not have a woobie?
That is freaking odd. But then we get to the bar that we were at, and we were sitting in a high, bar stools, high tops. All of a sudden, he puts his feet on my lap.
Oh.
I'm like, what? That is an invasion of boundaries right there.
Feet on the lap?
Yeah, what the hell?
Shoes on?
Yes.
What the sickening. Fuck? This is a terrible,
it gets worse.
Terrible date.
It gets worse. Then he tells me that he has knowledge of the fact that if I become a prostitute, I would make at least 20 grand per night. And I should think about doing that.
What?
I don't know where he got to be my financial advisor.
Your pimp.
My pimp, but I could not get the hell out of there fast enough.
How did he have knowledge?
I don't know.
Does that mean that he was using prostitutes for 20 grand a night?
No, I think he did not have that kind of money, believe me. I think that he was saying that someone he was intimate with, maybe his ex-wife or a date or somebody like that, had been doing this.
I'm glad you did not stay with this guy.
Stay with this guy. I didn't last one date with this guy.
Now, that was the end.
Hell yes. What do you think? I'm going to give that a second try?
No, I would. I
that
think
was
that's
like
a
three
good...
strikes out. Whoopee, feet on legs, and prostitution whoopee. Call. Three of them.
The whoopee is
three
amazing.
Three red flags in a row.
Yeah, burning flags.
Burning.
A big welcome to Dale, our producer and videographer.
And right now he's sitting wearing his official Sex Talk with My Mom t-shirt, which you can get in our merch store. It looks really nice on you, Dale, and welcome.
Welcome, Dale.
Hello. Thank
Dale,
you for the shirt.
Do you, of course, do you have a worst first date story?
I do. Kind of similar to yours. I talked to this girl for a few months before we ended up meeting, just based on college.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
How could anything be similar to mine? Don't tell me that you have someone with a baby blanket that picked you
just
up.
In that we talked for a lot of time before actually meeting.
Okay.
so we talked for a few months, ended up meeting up, and things went well. The date went well. And then she came back to my apartment afterwards, asked to spend the night. And I'm like, all right, this is going good. And then we lay down in my bed, and she's like, I should let you know, I have a boyfriend. I'm in an open relationship, and I can't do anything with you. And I'm like,
What if it's open and I can't do anything? Those are incongruous.
That's what I said.
Also, I'm at this point in the night,
I'm
you're in bed together.
Yes, it made no sense. And then, so then we just slept next to each other because this was at like 3 a.m. that she announced this.
Well, I'm glad that you were not pushy and didn't try to, you know, convince her otherwise.
Nope, didn't do anything.
Did she have a home? She using you for your home?
No.
Was she using you for a bed? Maybe she didn't have a bed. She could have been home with no bed.
I mean, I
that'd be called bedless.
Yeah.
Bedless. Hard to say. Well, that's a pretty good topper, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a topper, but it's a good story to share.
I think Dale's story, unfortunately, is more common than not. I think a lot of women, especially myself, think they'd like to just go someplace and just make out for a little bit. And the guys
always make out?
I think we kissed once. Not a make out, but like a peck.
A little grandma peck?
Nothing very exciting.
Horrible.
Obviously, that is no longer a relationship budding in Dale's life.
Nope.
No.
You got one?
I was thinking there was one date that lasted about 15 minutes. That was a bad one. It was just bad because I really didn't like this person. She was mean. She was ordering the most expensive thing on the fucking menu.
I know how that gets
15 minutes and we're done.
That gets your goat going when they order the most expensive.
But I don't think that was the worst. I think there was one. It was just bad. She was a sweet girl, but it turned out she tells me on the date that she's a witch.
A witch?
And then she talks to ghosts.
Oh, man.
Which is fine. That's fine.
Which is fine.
But I don't like when that starts happening on the dates.
First of all, you get spooked out by things like that.
I get very spooked, and she starts communicating with the dead on the date. We're going down from house to house. It's kind of like, I think it was around this time of year, October-ish. Too spooky for me.
What did you do?
I had to ask her to stop because I was starting to have an elevated heart rate.
Here we go.
This was several years ago, and it was already...
All right, obviously you're alive, and it's
really
not an issue.
It really spooked me out. Spooked me. I got spooked on the first date.
Of all people.
What?
You've never liked any kind of scary movies.
I don't like scary movies. She loves scary movies. I don't like ghost stories. She loves ghost stories.
Oh, my God.
And she started, it felt like I was getting a ghost tour of Venice Beach.
A ghost tour?
I don't need that shit. I did not need that. All right, let's hear what the sneaky freaks had to say. Denise says, when I was in my early 20s, my date didn't tell me where we were going. We ended up in the middle of nowhere watching his parents square dance.
That is hilarious.
That's an amazing one.
I actually think that'd be fun. Now, by the way,
it was a pretty fun date.
I think we should add, we did have an episode a few years back with someone who described their date as, and it was a whole episode on how she went with him to get an STD test on the first date.
Yeah.
That had to top any of these.
That was tremendous.
Yeah.
I like that one. I actually like that as a first date idea.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Why not get tested? Absolutely.
It's not a COVID.
It's convenient for everyone.
It's not a COVID test. We're talking STD, full
any
panel.
Any types of tests.
Can you imagine?
It's like a bar crawl, but you can get a test crawl.
It's like a bar crawl.
A bar crawl, but it's actually a test crawl.
Yeah. Milena says, hot guy didn't fuck me on the first date, and I really didn't give a fuck about getting to know him.
That's my kind of girl, Milena.
Milena knew what she wanted. She was not fucking getting it.
Milena, that was a bad first date.
Bad first date.
Didn't want any. Kudos again to her for not trying to convince him otherwise.
Yeah, I liked it. Skylar says, okay, so one time I went on a date and the guy was swiping through Tinder on the date.
That is fucking rude.
Literally sitting across the table from me swiping through Tinder. There's also another one where a guy said, I can tell you're a virgin, as he proceeded to attempt to stick his hand down my pants.
That happened to me.
The fuck is that?
That happened to me when I was a freshman in college.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I thought I was kind of hot.
What?
Let's move on.
This was not the same experience. She's like, excuse me, sir. No, thank you.
Yeah, well,
this was non-consensual.
That's non-consensual. Mine was consensual.
Jesus Christ, mother. Yuck.
It just brought up the old college days.
Both stories just now gave me a nauseous feeling. I got nauseated just now.
It's just like not you to do something like that.
No, I don't know. Imagine you with this guy in a hand on a pants.
I was 18.
Telling you that you're a virgin. I don't know.
It was cute.
I don't like it. Liz says, worst first date. Date that my dancing date canceled so he could go to a movie with another woman. Fuck that noise. Skips out on dancing to go to a movie with another woman?
D skipped out of his first date to be with me.
Why does it always come back to you?
I don't know. I'm just reminiscing of all these wonderful dates that I had.
Oh, my God. Let's keep going. We got Jorge. Oh my God. This girl, we went out with a group of friends. I had no idea we were on a date. She was introducing us as a bit more than friends. What? And then she threw a tantrum because I said we weren't dating. She ran out yelling and crying. Then she left us stranded, then came back. She decided to give me another chance. It was another chance to reconsider, so she left again. Then came back. I had to ride in the trunk.
What?
Then the next day she brought my clothes, then almost ran me over because I still didn't want to date her. Jorge, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how this is a first date.
Yeah,
it sounds like this is a very far along date.
Yeah, something's going on with the fact that you had clothes there. Something didn't write, something not right there.
Something not right. Yeah. Rachel said, burned my tongue at dinner, and then I didn't spit the hot food out because I was embarrassed, so my tongue got completely scorched.
Oh, no.
We went to a horror movie, his pick, I don't like horror, and got there a half hour early.
Wait,
because
can I
interrupt? We ran out of a conversation at dinner. Yes.
You might want to date Rachel, who doesn't like horror movies.
I completely agree, but why is Rachel going on a date to a horror movie if she doesn't like horror movies?
Unfortunately, there are too many women that are very passive and don't want to speak up.
Say no to the horror film is what I say.
Say no to anything. And say no to baby blankets, woobies.
She says, I took a leave because my tongue hurts so much. This is my kind of girl.
Yeah.
She has these crazy ailments.
No, this is the difference. If this happened to your tongue, what would you do?
I probably wouldn't take a leave. I'd call a doctor.
You would. I need to excuse myself for a minute and start texting every one of your doctor friends and think
something is wrong with the tongue.
My tongue is fucked for life.
She goes on to say, then he asked if I wanted to get a drink and I said yes, and then got wasted from one drink because apparently that's what happens when you combine a leave and alcohol together. Oh God. He dropped me off at home and he didn't even hug goodbye. So awkward. Rachel, that's a lot of shit to go through for a fucking first date.
I heard a burning bush, but this is burning tongue.
Burning tongue. Burning
tongue, Rachel.
When you're talking about burning bush, are you referring to the biblical experience or were you referring to some sexual encounter?
Oh, I was thinking of Burning Man, actually.
Oh, my fucking God.
What?
Cheryl says he wore a Hawaiian shirt in a non-tropical climate.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
What?
My sister had a first date. I just remembered it. She said that the guy had a whole Hawaiian night in his apartment. Like he had a whole luau set up. He wore leis when she came in. He put a layer on.
Love this.
Yeah, she thought it was odd.
That is very odd. Dale, you do some shit like that.
I would. I'm frequently wearing the Hawaiian shirts and the patterns
but
and stuff.
Setting up your whole apartment with tiki lamps and everything on a first date, that's a little overboard.
Wait, so she goes on. This girl goes, Cheryl goes on to say, talked about wife and kids back in Afghanistan.
Another not so good thing to say on a first date.
Ate butter out of the package. He thought it went well. That's the most concerning red flag.
Eating the butter out of the package?
I don't eat butter. I live alone. I don't eat butter out of my own package. What is he doing eating butter out of the package?
That sounds unsanitary.
It's unsanitary. Who's eating just straight butter?
That sounds not so good. I mean, the fact that he had relatives, actually children in Afghanistan is
a red flag because why is he have a whole family somewhere else?
Well,
maybe an open relationship like Dale's?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're Dunsky.
Alyssa says, went to his apartment and he put on the movie 127 Hours. During the movie, he kissed my bare shoulder very awkwardly. We had no contact or intimacy before that. I ended it promptly afterwards. Do you know what 127 Hours is?
No.
That's the movie. I think it's James Franco. He's got his arm trapped in the... He's a boulder. He's bouldering or, you know, he's mountain climbing.
Oh,
and he gets
one.
A fucking arm stuck in there. Can you imagine this guy leaning over and kissing your shoulder awkwardly?
Like just saying, like, your shoulder's still here.
Yes, it's so tender and weird.
So strange.
So
strange. That is a weird, weird,
weird
date.
I like that one. That's a good one, Alyssa.
By the way, I don't know. I would like to share one other date that I had that was odd.
You got a whole list, Mom.
Oh, my God. I actually wrote a book with another widow about worst first dates after 40. Never got published, but it's still out there somewhere. Anyway, I just remembered another horrible date.
Go for it.
We were supposed to meet for coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And when I get there, he's outside already, and he's waving at me, don't go in, don't go in. And he says to me, My ex-girlfriend is in that Starbucks. We can't go in there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we decide instead to start walking. And he starts walking through a grocery store with me. And it's just like he's going like 100 miles an hour through this grocery store. I'm like chasing after him like a little puppy.
Oh, my God.
It was the weirdest first date ever.
It's a fucking weird first date. And then, although, honestly, I like the grocery store.
No. And then he tells me that he's on ADHD medication.
Yeah.
Obviously not taking enough of it, I might add, because he asked me this question. Are your boobs real or fake?
Oh.
This is not a question that you ask someone. Ever.
On the first date.
Ever. But especially not through a grocery store on a first date.
Not appropriate.
I said, maybe you should go and take some more meds.
You piece of shit.
Yep.
Not right. Tony says, first date, last date, I took this woman out, big breasts, fine ass. I was going to tap her that all night.
Tony, the description there is excellent, I have to say.
Long story short.
Can you say those things again?
First date, last date, I took this woman out, big breasts, fine ass. I was going to tap her that all night. Long story short, cuss like a sailor and smokes like a forest fire. Oh. No tapping that night. I could get her back to her home fast enough.
Those analogies are phenomenal, Tony.
Outrageous.
It's poetic the way he writes. I love it.
Yeah, there are some words missing, but the rest is very poetic.
That was great.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the cussing and smoking. I think I cuss a lot, so I actually don't have a problem with the cussing. Daniel says, when I went to fuck a girl and she wasn't turned on.
What happened? Let me read
it. I'm just laughing at you.
Oh,
going on?
I should not have taken a Klonopin. I'm going to full disclosure. This is my nighttime ritual, okay?
Wait, what? We're not done with this segment.
I'm just telling you this, okay? I think every one of those sneaky freaks would love to hear what I did last night.
What?
I took melatonin when I went to bed, and I took CBD gummy when I went to bed. Still woke up a few hours later, and I had a glass of wine prior to that as well.
Why are you doing this?
Trying to sleep.
Trying to sleep.
Well, wake up a few hours later, take two extra Shane Tylenol, thinking that's going to help. That didn't help. I had to take another quarter Klonopin. Finally pass the fuck out. Now, that is why I'm having trouble with my words today. Just wanted a disclaimer for today's
podcast episode. It's another disclaimer. Last week, it was the same sort of shit. You couldn't sleep. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, last week, you were a fucking disaster.
All right. Well, I'm always a disaster.
I think we need to take inventory of what's going on in your life, mother. Not right now, but off the podcast, we got to do a little introspection.
There needs to be inventory.
Daniel, this is the final one. He says, when I went to fuck a girl and she wasn't turned on by my penis because she was a lesbian, as my penis was inside her pussy, she then told me that she doesn't like dick. I pulled my penis out in embarrassment. Okay. The fuck? How do you get to that point? How do you get to that point where
there's
you're fucking...
There's a severe lack of communication there.
Severe lack. Why is she going forward? I mean, maybe she was exploring. She's like, maybe this will work this time.
You know, what do you think about that?
I think your arm is burning in the sun over there.
No, I'm fine. What do you think about that?
I see it burning.
I'm fine. Don't worry about my arm. What would you do if you were in that situation, Cam? What would you do? Like, you're in the middle of having sex with someone and...
I went on a date with someone who identifies as a lesbian.
No, but you were not having sex with that person at the time when they decided to announce and...
Right. I don't know how you get to that point. I don't know why. She must have been experimenting and exploring and saying, you know, or she just didn't fucking like this guy and was just like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Hey,
make that up.
It's an escape button right there.
Interesting.
All right. Well, thank you, Daniel. Thank you to all the sneaky freaks for sharing about your worst first dates. I want to thank Satisfyer for steaming it up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Satisfyer, because you got us some nice products to work with.
Thank you very much to Satisfyer for sponsoring that hot segment of Steam It Up by Satisfyer. Mom, when do you use sexual wellness devices?
That's an interesting question, Dad. I got a quote from one of my friends this week.
Okay.
And she said, I don't typically like to use vibrators during sex, but when I want to rub one out, I use a vibrator.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a sneaky freak, you care about sex, you got to care about your own pleasure, and that's why we recommend Satisfyer.
Satisfyer has air pulse simulators and vibrators.
What is an air pulse simulator?
It almost simulates oral sex. It's like a suctioning cup. I don't know. How do you describe it?
Yeah, it sends pulses into pulses into your clit or wherever you're putting it.
Just the clit. Yeah. It kind of like sucks it in.
And it really makes it feel like someone's going down on you?
Well, either that or there's a vacuum cleaner on your clit. But it works. And also, if you don't like that, then the other end of it is just a regular old vibrator and it works well too. So I just stole one recently from our treasure trove.
You did?
Yeah, I thought I'd try that little love triangle.
Did you love it?
Loved it. Loved the love triangle.
What I like about it is that you can connect it to your phone, whether it's an Android, an iPhone, an iWatch. You can control all the pulsing from the actual device.
It's awesome.
What's tremendous is that right now, Satisfyer is offering our lucky sneaky freaks 30% off Satisfyer when you go to satisfyer.com and enter code MOM30 at checkout. Again, if you're looking for one of our favorite new devices, go to satisfyer.com and use code MOM30 for 30% off.
That's a great deal.
The website is in our episode description.
Cam, I think we need to talk about something.
What?
This should be the segment called I Am a Complete Anxious Mess segment.
What the fuck is that?
What was going on with you the other night? I at 11:45 at night, I get this crazy text that went to me and another friend of ours. I don't understand what. I got to read it. I just can't. What?
Go.
Is that all right if
yeah,
I read it?
Yeah, you read my text. I don't give a shit.
Okay, because Sneaky Freaks know.
I stand by anything I said.
Sneaky Freaks, you guys know that Cam and I both share anxiety in terms of medical conditions. Cam, I think this takes it to a different level.
Okay.
Okay? You need to have like psychiatric care.
What?
This is completely nuts.
What's so crazy?
Well, why don't you tell me first, before I read this text, what precipitated this text?
I was having heart issues, as you guys know from last week's episode.
Wait, what do you mean?
Having palpitations.
Okay, but those are not heart issues. Those are just you being anxious issues.
I was on the verge of a heart attack.
No, you're not on the verge of a heart attack.
Okay, and I decided I needed to...
Did you really think you're on the verge of a heart attack?
Yes, and I needed to lower my stress and cancel all plans for the week.
No, okay, so that's when I get this. This is at 11:30 at night. Frank.
It was 10:30, 10:34, Mom.
Okay. Frank, I'm sorry for not responding to the prior text. Honestly, I'm super overwhelmed with work right now, and it's resulting in me ordering EKG devices at night because my heart continues palpitating abnormally. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and say, what the fuck?
What?
Why would you buy an EKG device?
I was suggested to buy one from my doctor.
Okay, first of all, your doctor's your friend, and I think he just did that to get off the phone with you. Because
I asked him if I should go to urgent care. He says, probably you don't need to. You can just buy this EKG device instead.
He just told you, buy this device because it'll be...
In the long run, save me a lot of money.
No, in the long run, it'll save him a lot of time because he could just say, go take your EKG.
So I bought this little device.
You bought the device.
Yes, here it is. It looks like a little Tic Tac case. And I could take my EKG, 6 leads at any time.
Okay, I know that this is a podcast, so some of the people cannot understand what I'm going to say, but you're not in a high-risk category for heart attacks, okay? You're a 32-year-old, very healthy. You eat well.
Look at my family history.
You don't have any heart issues in the family.
I come from you.
I have no heart issues.
An anxious mess.
That has nothing to do with heart.
That leads to an anxious mess in your son. Okay, line.
This is not my fault.
This is 100% your genes and my veins, and that's causing heart issues.
All right, so you buy yourself an EKG machine.
Yes, I do.
Then you feel
and not like, only that, I canceled wait, all think, plans for the rest of the week.
Okay, you think that that's
normal. I want to read some of the other texts I sent.
That's not normal, by the way.
What is not normal?
I would like to finish this.
Okay.
I want to help you out, but I really need to stop committing to things right now. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
What? What?
He must think that you're like insane. Can you imagine getting a text like this?
The other ones are bad. The other ones, I haven't talked to this guy in a long time. He said, do you want to come over this weekend and meet my wife and the kid? And I said, that sounds fun, but I'm having heart issues right now. So let's plan for next week.
Oh my God.
Very, very quick to the point. Heart
issues. You've been talking to this guy in how long?
Maybe over a year.
Over a year. He gets this. Oh, no. Cam
this
has
week's
heart
not
issues.
Good. I got heart issues. Did Next he, week, I'll be all right, though.
Did he respond to you? Like, are you okay, man?
He didn't respond.
He didn't respond because he probably thought it was a joke.
I had sent it. And then the final came.
I think you're done with that friendship, by the way. He probably thinks that you just tried to get out of seeing
his wife. No, he was respecting my heart issues. And he was like, I'm not going to add any more stress to his life. And then the final one, I said to my friend,
wait, can I just stop you?
What?
Dale, is this a normal thing to do? I mean, is it just me or is he insane?
I understand the, freaking out when you're in the moment of like thinking that something's seriously wrong.
Thank you.
And you're going to go buy a $163 EKG machine.
He definitely took the nuclear option.
The nuclear option is going to the ER.
Sure.
You have no clue how many nights I woke up in complete panic thinking I need to go to the ER. By the way, it might be because Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, it's because Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah,
because
some of the other sneaky freaks was saying he can't sleep through the night because of the Mercury in the retrograde.
And that's why I can't sleep through the night.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Dale, thank you for saying that I took a wise move here.
And sneaky freaks, you can easily text us if you also have purchased EKG machines. Now, in fairness to you, and the one thing I might say is, and I rightfully had, I think, a reason for fearing this is, I had 3 miscarriages, and listen to the baby's heart rate.
Yeah.
And I got a little nervous when, because I had 3 miscarriages, that means that there was no heart rate when I went to get an ultrasound. So I decided to, I asked if we could purchase a Doppler machine to check the baby's heart rate.
Okay.
It's along the lines
of what
you're
saying.
So
I'm not the only one purchasing medical equipment.
Yeah. I don't think I ended up doing it though.
Okay. Well, I took matters in my own hands.
It is a sleek little instrument.
Do you want to use it?
No, I don't really.
I think you are so stressed right now.
What?
I think we should do a live EKG recording.
What?
That's
are
what's
going to
happen.
Would...
If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you might notice that my hair looks beautiful.
What about mine?
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's because we care about hair care, and that is why we recommend Pros, the most personalized hair care in the world.
Pros knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started.
Yeah, how did you get started?
I started with the quiz.
You go online, you go to their website, they will ask you a bunch of questions about your hair.
They analyze over 85 personal factors from anywhere from
your length, the oils in it,
the food that you eat,
where you live, because sometimes the environment has effect on your hair,
the dryness, etc.
Absolutely tremendous.
And then they refine it to give you certain products that you want.
Exactly. You could even pick your own fragrance and smell. These things smell gorgeous.
My boyfriend is crazy about Pros.
I highly recommend Pros. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked.
That's the mark of a reputable company.
And they got everything from shampoos to conditioners to leave-in conditioners to masks, all sorts of stuff. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order. Go to pros.com/sneaky. That's pros.com/sneaky for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. That link is in the episode description.
I haven't heard you complain at all about your sleep. How is it these days?
I sleep like a rock, my friends.
And why is that?
Because I sleep on a Helix sleep mattress.
Helix is our favorite mattress. It has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Like, why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? Think about that. With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep.
I took their quiz. I told them I'm 152 pounds. I'm 5'9 on a good day. I like to sleep on my back. They gave me a recommendation for a Helix Dawn mattress. I got their luxe version. I swear to God, the best mattress I've ever slept on.
And you know what? I like the fact that it's almost like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You find the right mattress that's perfect just for you.
I liked it so much. I was really raving about it to you. You decide to get your own mattress, own Helix sleep mattress.
And I love that as well.
We cannot recommend this mattress enough. And if our word is not good enough, go check out GQ and Wired Magazine that rates them as the best overall mattress pick. And what's tremendous, they got a 10-year warranty, and you can try it out for 100 nights. If you don't like it, They'll come pick it up for you.
For free.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sextalk. You just go to helixsleep.com/sextalk, take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. And you'll get $200 off your mattress and two free pillows. HelixSleep.com/sextalk.
Oh, you want, you're going to do... I just drank coffee.
You want me or you to go first?
What if I find out there's something wrong with me?
We're going to see. We got 6 leads going right now.
Are you doing whatever you can just to
look
take
at this.
It? Because right now...
I'll be the demonstrator.
Are you having palpitations
right
now?
Hold this. I'm going to... Can you hold a little closer? The first thing you do is you lick your hand. And
okay.
Then you lick your knee. It's got to sit on your knee properly.
That is another weird thing. I never heard that you lick your hand and lick your knee.
And then you put this little device on your knee and you put.
Can you imagine this?
It's going. It's initializing. We're taking the EKG.
It's usually probably people that are
very
high risk.
I'm already at 84 BPM. This is way higher than my normal.
I think we're going to have to
I just dropped down to 69.
Okay, that's my favorite number.
74, 76. We're going.
Well, basically, this
I'm
is a
so
pulsometer.
Stressed. No, it's not a pulsometer. It's a full 6-lead. Normally, you could use our 12 leads in the hospital. This is 6 leads. It's the most advanced technology you can get on the market.
Who would do this? I mean, this is nuts.
All right, let's see what we got. Normal sinus rhythm. Look at that. Is that nice?
It's almost like you're almost disappointed.
What do you think that shit is, though?
Oh, he found something to look
at. What do you think
that is? Oh, no. Here we go.
That's an insane, beat.
You should do one for me.
Your turn.
So help me, God.
That's normal? That is not normal, man.
Okay.
They're crisscrossing all over the place.
We should not have
done
this.
That is so not normal.
You are the least person that needs one of these machines to take. How many times a day do you take your? How many times do you do this?
10.
That literally is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard.
I've only sent it to my friend twice.
Please help us, sneaky freaks. There's something wrong with my son.
I have no rhythm abnormalities detected in the EKG, which is surprising right now. But it does not check for heart attack.
Can you imagine if you got married to someone and they had to listen to this shit every day?
You
got to
lick your fucking... Lick your fingers and put it on your leg. All right, there we go. Okay, now I'm going to hold this.
Okay.
I'm going to hold your... You got to put both fingers... Here we go.
I'm putting both fingers where? On the pulsometer?
Yeah. So it's not a pulsometer. It's an EKG.
So sorry.
All right. And we are initializing my mother's EKG, and we're off to the races. Her BPM is about 72, 71. It's looking very good. Very good heart rate, mother. 68? What are you, a fucking Olympian? What's going on over here? It's completely constant. I've never seen a more beautiful... This is making me concerned about my own EKG, actually.
Wait,
your EKG was interrupted. You're too ADD.
I know.
You had 10 seconds left. Oh, God. We have to record again. We're done?
I'm done. My EKG was beautiful.
You didn't even get to...
I'm not going down the rabbit hole.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
You didn't. You were so ADHD. You couldn't get to the 30 seconds of taking the EKG.
Well, you spent way too much time on that machine. I'm throwing this thing over the balcony.
Don't you dare! Don't you dare! This is my fucking precious goods, Dale. You can take one of these later on.
Can't wait. I thought it was when I saw it sitting next to your laptop. I thought it was a vape. I'm like, Cam's vaping.
Cam's vaping.
It is not
Cam's
a vape.
Not vaping. Maybe you should be vaping instead of buying that. You should be buying weed.
I don't understand why your blood pressure is so much. Your heart rate is so much lower than mine.
Because I'm not nuts like you.
All right. You know what? I had one last text I sent to a friend. Should I go through it or not?
Yes. And I just can't even imagine being your friend.
This guy.
How about being your wife?
What
if you got married and every single day you had your wife?
I'm looking for an MD.
I think you should marry like a psychiatrist.
No.
Someone
with a body. MD.
No, you psychiatrist is an
MD. Yeah, that is MD. I don't need brain. Anybody.
Yeah, you need brain.
No brain.
Yeah, your brain is fucked up.
No. The brain's fine.
That's what's causing you to think that you have all
the
kinds of problems with your heart. You think you're having a heart attack on a daily basis.
The stress from you.
Me?
Yes.
What's the stress?
I can't even take my fucking EKG next to you without beating my... It's 10 BPMs higher than it typically is.
I can't believe that you're actually...
I honestly can't believe that my BPMs were that high.
Relative to mine?
Relative to yours and my typical ones. Usually it doesn't come close
to
that.
And I just drank coffee.
And you, I don't know, you're like in a coma or something over there.
It could have something to do with the Klonopin I took last night.
I told this kid, I've got meetings throughout the day, so that will be tough. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm having some stress heart issues, so I'm trying not to commit to any plans in advance. Taking things day by day. I appreciate the invite, though.
Taking things day by day. It sounds like you're on death's door.
Taking things day by day. One day at a time.
What time? This is also at 10:30 at night. How can you send people?
I went on a tear. These are one minute after the next. I went on a tear. I do this sometimes.
Stress related issues.
Stress heart issues. I recommend that to people.
You should keep sending these out because you're going to have less and less friends.
I know. Then I redacted and I said, I'm rereading that text and it sounds pretty extreme. I'm doing okay. Just trying to relax. Okay. There's some awareness there.
No, there's no awareness.
There's some self awareness.
Okay. What did this person respond?
He was concerned.
Of course he was concerned.
He said, I'm grateful I didn't get the first text alone.
Yeah, you're sending out these texts in the middle of the night. People are thinking, what the fuck? Either they're thinking you're nuts or they're thinking there's something seriously wrong with him and I got to be careful because I may upset him.
No. You can upset me. I did go on a date the other night when I was having heart palpitations.
No.
I brought it up on the date.
No.
Yes, of course.
So you know what? She's going to come on our show and say, I'm going to talk about my worst first date. And it's going to be hearing that someone's having a heart attack.
You know, she starts telling me, is this going to end in urgent care? Is that where we're heading right now?
She said this?
She starts going, yeah. And I go, no, it's not. I'm going to urgent care. You're not coming with me. I go to urgent care alone.
As if Sebastian Maniscalco would say, aren't you embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
Aren't you embarrassed?
I'm having heart issues. The day was going all right.
Wait, what kind of heart issues have you been having, though? Honestly,
palpitations.
Everyone has palpitations.
Constriction in the chest.
What?
Yeah.
Constriction. You haven't had any constriction.
I'm wrapping up the date. Things are going well. And I'm sitting there. I'm thinking, I could go in for the kiss right now. But I'm probably going to have a heart attack. I opt against it. Literally, because I thought I might have a heart attack.
If you kissed her, you'd have a heart attack.
I said, too much stress on the heart. I'm not going to go for the kiss.
So now it's affecting your love life.
Yeah, of course. It's affecting my whole life.
Okay.
I've canceled all plans for the week. I stopped coming over here. I stopped coming over here?
Why?
Yeah, because the EKG goes up through the roof when I fucking come over here.
You don't think that this is more in terms of a psychiatrist's jurisdiction?
Absolutely not. I'm spending all my money already. I realize I'm spending all my money on trying not to die.
God.
I don't understand how anyone spends it anywhere else.
Okay. I'm getting more and more concerned, as our sneaky freaks.
Can we move off this? You're constantly talking about my heart.
I'm constantly talking about your heart? Yes. Are you kidding me?
I didn't want to talk about something else for once.
Oh, my God. All right. I just had that thought today. I'm going to switch gears.
Yeah.
I almost did get a heart attack. I almost had a heart attack last 2 days.
See, again.
But this is for real. This causes, for me, you know how addicted I am to TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, I have developed a condition called FOS. Fear of suspension on TikTok.
A doctor actually told me that I was FOS, full of stool.
What?
Yeah. I was in extreme constipation and ended up in the hospital. Full of stool. Anyway, go on.
Wait.
FOS.
What the hell? Talk about switching gears back to you with your medical conditions.
No, FOS is fear of suspension? You're making a joke?
I'm serious.
Wait, you've heard of fear of FOS before?
No, but I'm creating a condition. And I don't think I'm the only one. If you are so addicted to TikTok like I am.
That is nuts, Mom.
If you're that addicted to TikTok. That you can't stop from TikToking for a day. I was suspended for a day.
This is nuts.
Why is it nuts? Well, the reason I was suspended, you know what? There's some discrimination in from TikTok. The bigger channels can get away with doing so much stuff. I do something is gentle. Let me play it for you.
Who gives a shit?
I'm going to play this for you. And you tell me why.
Why was I suspended? Than my heart palpitations. All right, what are you posting to TikTok that gets you banned?
That's what I'm trying to say. This is bullshit. Listen to this.
A guy named Casanova responded to my video. I talked about how people are connected once they have any kind of sexual encounter with someone, even if it's a one-night stand. This is what this guy says. No feelings. Find them. Feel them. Finger them. Fuck them and forget them. Bottom line.
What the?
Wow. There's a winner.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit. So I call him out on that, right?
And by just reading it and then saying, wow, he's a winner.
That's it. I get suspended. I appeal and I lose the appeal. And I get, yeah. I had been suspended the day before and won the appeal for some other stupid thing. And the next day I get suspended.
Why are you constantly appealing to TikTok?
I appealed because I wanted to be posting again. You can't post.
Oh my fucking God, Mom. You really.
So now I'm scared to do anything. I'm scared to talk at all. They've successfully. And you know.
You've been silenced.
Well, you're not sure why though, because that seemed to be very generic, very boring.
That was very boring.
Thank you very much.
What do you read his comment and you say, wow, that's a winner.
Yeah.
There's not even a diss.
I'm calling him out. I'm calling him out. Shit. Yeah. So, but I am concerned is if I'm getting suspended for that, what's the next thing, you know?
I feel you. Living in terror of this world.
I have another question for you. It's off the beaten path.
Yeah.
You ever take a shower and find this long strand of hair and you're not sure what part of your body it came from?
What the fuck? Off the beaten path? What kind of question is it?
I just was curious.
Where are you finding these hairs?
Like, just like when I'm just like washing my leg, all of a sudden I'll see this long ass hair and I'm not sure where it came from.
Probably your head, no?
It might have been, but I don't know. Have you ever thought that way?
You think it comes from your ass or something?
It could be that. It could be anywhere.
Horrible.
So you that hasn't happened to you?
I'm constantly. Are you kidding me? I'm finding hairballs all over the place.
You're finding hairballs?
All parts of my body. Yeah, shower, shampooing, doing the body wash, my back, native body wash, love it. And the next thing I know, look at my hand, it's like literally fucking carpet on my hand.
What are you doing? You're pulling your hair out of your ass?
I'm pulling my hair. Look at this. You see this new growth that's coming in right here?
Oh, no, not
it's
again.
It's because I was pulling my hair out like a psycho.
Well, finally you admitted it, okay?
No, I'm not a psycho. Okay, moving on.
Okay. Well... Do you know what time it is?
What, mother?
It's time for, oh, yes, you know it, Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info that we can't live without, honestly.
No, this one's a good one.
What do we got today, mother?
You know, it's in keeping with our theme of getting things stuck up your different parts of your body.
What theme is that? When was that the theme?
It's in keeping with that theme. It's from The Mirror, my favorite publication, as you know.
Jesus Christ. The Mirror from... Where does it say? I.E.
Irish Mirror. It's the Irish Mirror. They always got the good stuff. Anyway, it's...
You gotta go to Ireland to get the good stuff.
You gotta get the goods. Teenage boy gets USB cable stuck in urethra while trying to measure himself. Now, there's so many...
Oh, and they show a bloody USB cord. I want to vomit.
Now, it's a 15-year-old, and he wanted to measure the length of his penis after being triggered by sexual curiosity. What do you think about this?
I measure my dick all the time, but I'm not putting a urethra in there. I mean, I'm not putting a fucking USB in the urethra. It's a horrible decision.
A horrible decision, but you know where this all stems from?
Of all the cables to put in there.
Yeah, why the USB?
USB?
What would you put in there?
It's a thick end.
What were you going to put in there?
You put in one of those, you know, those like audio jack cables.
This is with that little tiny thin probe?
Very thin. What cable would you put in, Dale?
I mean, anything that's the same just shape. Like it's like that kid, that children's game where you put the triangle block and the triangle
operation?
Hole.
Operation?
He skipped that as
he
a kid.
He skipped that as a kid. He's 15 years old, putting the USB in there.
Well, I was kind of disturbed about the fact that he was measuring himself because why? I'm thinking he's watching porn and he's trying to measure up against the porno dicks.
That's exactly right.
So this is the problem. This poor child decided that he is so upset about his length that he needed to go to this extent.
I can't stay.
That's the end of this. I can't even talk about it anymore. That's Mom's News.
Thank you for just dropping the bomb.
I just couldn't believe it. I read that and I just want to say, please, people, do not stick things in your urethra or your anus.
Or your anus.
Yeah.
Anal
beads. That's fine. Anal plugs, that's fine. But don't stick any kind of little rodents or animals up there.
What?
You know that. We've talked about it before.
You're constantly talking about
that. Yeah, people stick gerbils up there. And today, urethra No, that's not good.
It's not good.
Oh, man. But anyway, we also had...
I think it's time for my favorite part of the show.
I had a feeling that that was where this
that's
is
exactly.
going.
My friends, it's time for the... My friends, it's that time of the show that you've been waiting for. That time that puts your little nipples on end. The time that gets you so wet and hard that you're like, how did I even have this propensity, this capacity in my body? The time of the show that my mother typically finds...
extremely boring.
Or?
Upsetting.
Or?
Snoozeworthy.
It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers.
This is where I get to share something near and dear to my heart. I did this in reverse a little bit. So
it's okay.
Anyway, I don't have anything so groundbreaking.
Thank the Lord.
But it is something very life-changing for me.
Does it involve measuring your dick?
No.
Thank God.
Here's an announcement. This is it. Are you ready?
Yes.
I love pickleball.
Okay.
I swear to God, it is the one stress reliever
Why
that
do
I
people
found
like
works.
Pickleball so much?
It's unbelievable.
Why?
Anyone of any age
it's
can
all,
play.
It's the rage right now. Is it like handball and tennis or
it's
ping
like
pong?
A tiny tennis. It's halfway between ping pong and tennis.
And why is it called pickleball?
Funny name. And I like things with funny names.
So this is
they
why
got
you
a part
like
of the court
pickleball?
That's called kitchen. The kitchen. You got to stay out of the kitchen. You can't
Are
go
you
in the
using
kitchen.
Pickles at all?
No, but I've been thinking, wouldn't it be fun if I just go to the pickleball courts
and
just
throw pickles
just start
at everyone?
Either eating pickles, throwing pickles, hitting pickles.
You know, your brother makes pickles.
My brother makes pickles. But playing this pickleball last night for 3 hours completely changed my outlook on life.
So did you have any kind of heart issues when you were playing pickleball?
Zero heart issues.
Does that tell you something? You don't have anything wrong with your heart?
No. It means that my stress load is a problem.
No.
And when pickleball comes into play, the stress goes away. It
now
rhymes.
Okay, let me ask you something. Wouldn't you think that when you are running around with a pickle or whatever, is it a paddle? I don't know what you're using.
It's
what
a
are you
paddle.
Using? When you're running around with this pickle paddle. Wouldn't you think that would be the time that you start hearing, you know, you always
no.
hear about someone's on the treadmill, they drop dead, or somebody's playing tennis, they drop dead.
You don't need to tell me this.
Oh, no.
I think
no. Oh, no,
what I'm trying
no,
to say,
no, no,
here's
no,
what I'm trying to say.
Just opened up a whole, you're never,
it's given me a whole appreciation for sport that I've never had before. It
Are
teaches
you good
me,
at this?
Yeah, I'm bad, but
I spent a lot of money giving you tennis lessons.
I can't see shit because of the eyes that you gave me as well. So anyway,
what?
I'm doing the pickleball and I realize it reminds you, like, it's just a game. You get so heated about it. It's just a game and you forget about the work that is also just a game. Life is short. It's all just a game.
So then why do you make fun of me when I tell you TikTok is just a game?
You didn't say TikTok is just a game.
It's a game. It's to try to get as many followers. I'm almost at 60,000 followers.
It's a stupid ass game.
But anyway, so you've decided that life is a game.
Life is a game. Work is a game. Pickleball is a game.
You know what's
not a game?
It's a
friendly reminder to play sports. I never liked sports before. Now I like sports.
And that is?
One night playing pickleball.
Cam's Uppers was the place to be.
I feel like I'm at the Oscars and the music comes in early every fucking time when I'm having a speech.
Well, because I just saw that we had a couple hit on or shit ons and I thought they were very comical.
Okay.
I see the one you put up for yourself.
Yeah, I like this one.
And then I see the one that you put up for me.
You put that up. I didn't put that up. It came from TikTok. It came from you.
Okay.
So I'll read my hit on or shit on. By the way, this is the segment where we get to talk about your comments that you've left for us. And
whether or not they were a hit on or a shit on.
That's exactly right.
And usually I get some hit ons and you get some shit ons.
Yes.
But I think today is going to be the role reversal.
Well, there's a third one that's coming at you.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead and read the one that you think is a hit on.
You know, Kim, a.k.a. Maggie Moo, was backhanded complimenting me last time about my dancing.
Yes.
And she said, she texted me to our community.
Yes.
And she says,
can you read the number?
310-356-3920. She says, love you, Kim. The dancing was a compliment.
Oh, you love this shit.
I like the clarification. But I don't need her backhanding me. I knew it was a compliment, but she backhanded me while she said Anyway, we don't need to get back into it, but she backhanded me.
Okay.
Okay, what was the hit on or shit on that you had?
Well, I experienced a shit on by someone whose name was, I can't see, the old lady who needs lube is back at it. You look like an idiot. Everybody doesn't need to know that you're all dried up smiley faces or laughy faces.
Fuck that shit.
That was not at all a hit on. That was a shit on.
Dante 9K can eat my ass.
Dante.
Oh, no, it's actually B. Moyle 88.
B. Moyle.
B. Moyle.
Moyle. I wonder if he's a Moyle.
Moyle, not Moyle.
Oh, the Moyle, for those of you who don't know, is the guy who performed circumcisions on Jewish babies.
This is not the guy.
You don't think he's the guy who told me that I need to...
No, he's not on
I'm
TikTok.
I'm an idiot, and I need to know that...
Do you take offense to this, or are you able to look past that?
I find it amusing.
You find it amusing?
One of my friends on TikTok said it wounded her to the core that someone said something disparaging about the way she looked or her age or something like that. She shouldn't be on TikTok because she's older. I love this shit because I just will throw that right at him. Except for...
What you do is you just read it. What did you do in this situation? You read it and then said,
"Yeah,
what an idiot.
Honey, this guy says, oh, that's what the... Anyway.
We got one more.
Oh, I know
or
what
shit
I did.
On. What?
And this is the one I appealed. I called him out on that because he said that about me being like dried up. And I said, honey, to my boyfriend D's.
Oh, God.
I said, honey, am I all dried up? He goes, no, you're like Viagra. You're like Viagra Falls. Not Viagra Falls. Niagara Falls.
Jesus Christ. I don't need to hear that. We got one last hit on or shit on. You tell me. Dale put out a hilarious post that he edited and made it much funnier about the name of our genitals.
Yeah, what about it?
It was from last episode. I said mine is named Lester.
And I said mine was the Princess Puss.
And I see a comment in the comment section from my sister. Just says, ew. It's another ew. What the fuck is that?
You got ewed. She ewed me or you? Or both?
Yeah, I think it was a both.
We got dissed on by your sister.
Yeah. It was a collective ew.
One
Thank
big
you, Dale, for making
ew.
That happen. This is not the... In 2 weeks, I've been ewed twice.
Once is by a date and once is by your sister?
What's with the ew? I'm grossing people out of here all the time?
She
what is
ewed
it?
Me too.
You got ewed?
She said ew to me.
Yeah, you got ewed. Anyway, that's hit on or shit on.
It should be called ew from now on.
We'd love to hear from you, so please hit us up at 310-356-3920. We just say hi. We'll send you a question every week, and you can be part of the steam it up or lube it up section. We love hearing from you.
And by the way, if you guys have a topic that you want us to delve into either through the Irish Mirror or any other type of publication, let us know.
You want some Mom's News help?
If you have a Mom's News help, yeah. I mean, Mom's News that you'd like to help me on, I would like to take that under consideration. No guarantees that I'll use it.
I want to give a special thank you to all of our patrons for making the show possible. You keep our lights on. You keep Dale employed.
And you know what else? You keep us happy with being a part of a great community.
That's right. We had a wonderful conversation, a hangout last night with a bunch of Zoom.
It's always
over
fun.
Zoom.
Our patrons are the best. You're little sneaky freaks.
We loved seeing you guys. So thank you. If you guys want to join this family, please join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. For $5 a month, you get to do these Zoom calls with us. You get to have your access to the private Discord channel with it's like a chat room with all the sneaky freaks. And you get some extra bonus content. It's wonderful. And you really help us out.
Yep.
One last thing. If you want to help us out in a more free way, leave us a rating and review. If you listen to more than 3 episodes of this podcast.
You can listen to 1 episode of the podcast. Leave a rating or review.
It helps us out.
It's
costs
fun.
You nothing. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, just go to ratethispodcast.com/mom.
It'll tell you exactly how to leave us a rating and review. And I'll read one. This says, awesome, 5 exclamation points. Just started listening. My favorite podcast. Hilarious
wow.
Show with mom and son sex talk. Awkward as hell, but not really. So it's funny as heck. Fun to listen to. Keep it up, guys. Thanks, Jay. Thanks. And he signs it, Jay. 5 stars.
Jay, I can't think of a better review. This is, it incorporates everything I want to happen in this. It's hilarious, of course, that we want that. Awkward as hell, but not. And really, really funny as heck. Fun to listen to. I can't get a better review than that.
Thank you, Jay. That's very sweet. Thank you to all of you guys for making this show possible.
And leaving these great reviews.
You want to sing them out, Mother?
Oh, here we go. And you know what that's
going to
be.
We hope you have a wonderful week. We love you guys.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. And please don't buy any EKGs.
That might have been the best. It might have been worth it to buy the EKG just for that rhyme.
It rhymed.
You nailed it. That
Holy
was tremendous.
Cow, you guys,
absolutely
it
tremendous.
Never happens. Complete fluke.
That is amazing. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.